play it.
From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from our respective homes in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and cocktails to go. Ask me another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
You know, that is so... That, what a great hello that is. That makes
it's a nice way. It's a nice way to start a conversation.
Exactly. How's it going, Jonathan?
I've just turned the fan off in my office so that we can record, which means we are counting down to the point when my body temperature goes past 105 and I pass out.
I know this room too is like freezing with the air conditioning on, and you turn it off and 5 minutes later, you are basically able to bake sourdough bread in here.
Yes. And you know, I have ways of cooling fans, air conditioners, can't use them while recording.
Nope.
Also, I have to keep the door closed in this room. Because let's just say I have a feral cat living in my office right now. So I can't have the door open even. Oh, do you hear that meowing?
Yeah, that's the meowing of your feral cat.
Yeah, there he is. That's Betsy.
Betsy sounds okay.
He's right now he's at the window and he's meowing. I think what he's saying is, help, I'm up here. Guys,
to all
I'm
the other
here.
Feral cats, maybe he's saying, free food in here. Free food in here.
It's really awesome in here. You just sleep all day and eat food. I love it.
But
he's doing great. As you know, I have started taking care of the feral cats in my backyard.
But the feral cats are now not in a crate. They are not in a basement. They don't have a towel over them. They are roaming freely in your recording studio.
One has a skin condition and is staying with me a while until the skin condition is solved.
And it may not be solved.
I don't know. It may not be solved. I'm not sure what's going to happen. Maybe he's going to be an indoor cat who meows at the window.
your indoor cat. Let's make it personal. It's not an indoor cat. It's
you notice that I'm talking around it. I'm trying not to say it because I've become too attached to this cat.
Well,
who does not
because
love me in any way.
Well, the cat does deep in its feral mind and heart.
No. Can you see Betsy back there? He's over by the radiator. Watch, I taught him a trick. Betsy. See, I do that. He looks at me.
Aww.
It's amazing, right?
It's really cute. A loud noise and a head turns. That is
a
trick.
Loud noise. He thinks it's a predator, so he looks up.
Yeah, that's like the first sign of like threat approaching.
I make that noise and he's like, ugh, this idiot again.
Once again, we have nothing but show for you. From the Netflix series Working Moms, we have the show's creators and stars, Katherine Reitman and Philip Sternberg. Then we talk to a longtime friend of mine, comedian Baron Vaughn, and he shares with us his innermost thoughts on who would be a better roommate, the Hulk or Wolverine. But first, we're going to get things going with Alex Newell and Jane Levy from the NBC musical dramedy Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. The show is about a woman who discovers she has the ability to hear people's thoughts as songs. So everyone on the show is a triple threat. They can act, sing, and dance. But, Jonathan, can they waltz their way through an Ask Me Another trivia game?
I hope so. You know, I always thought triple threat was acting, singing, and trivia. But you say it's acting, singing, and dancing. Interesting.
You know what? Maybe it is. Maybe trivia is just woven in there, you know?
I guess we'll find out.
And like magic, here they are. Jane Levy, Alex Newell, thank you so much for being part of Ask Me Another.
Thanks for having us.
I have been, you know, watching Zoe's extraordinary playlist. Okay, now I know that some of the cast are professional singers and dancers like you, Alex, but the show features a lot of choreography that I assume you don't get a lot of time to learn. What was that like for you, Jane?
Yeah, there's an array of experience throughout the cast. Alex Newell comes in and just does one kick and is like, I learned it, it's fine. And then there's some of us who get 8 rehearsals because it's a lot harder.
Yeah.
I do learn, so I have learned a music number the day of, but Jane has as well.
Well, yeah, but mine are usually, you know, my character's in every single dance number, or every musical number, because it comes through her superpower. But most of my choreography, if you want to call it that, in those numbers are just me like walking in a straight line. So I can learn those on the day.
Yeah. But wait a second. You have a dance background, don't you, Jade?
I danced as a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So you're not afraid of it.
No, I love it. I'm much more afraid of singing. Singing is really difficult for me, but...
She nails it every time. That's what she meant after the butt. But I nail it every time, period.
Wow. Thanks, Alex. But dancing is just fun, and I care less about being good at it.
Right. Yeah. Because you can move, and that's the most important thing. It's the rest of us who are, when you start dancing, people are like, oh, no. No, I don't think that's
but
good.
Her dancing, like when we did the opening of the second episode, when she was like taking stairs,
yes,
like they were like nothing, like dancing and jumping down like 3-5 steps.
That's when I was in shape. Those were the days.
So we have a couple great games for you. Let's play some games.
Yes.
Okay, so this first one, you're going to be playing against each other. We're going to go back and forth. This is a game about characters. Every answer in this game is a famous character. Jonathan and I are going to read you an excerpt of how the author described the character, and you just have to guess who is being described.
Great.
Okay? So, Alex, we'll start with you.
Okay.
Here you go. Her stepsisters ridiculed her.
Cinderella.
And scattered peas. Oh, yeah. Stepsisters, right? How many could there be? How many could there be? So, you know, honestly, I wanted to read the rest of it just for our listeners. And also because when I heard this description, I had never heard this particular version.
Yeah.
That her stepsisters ridiculed her and scattered peas and lentils into the ashes. And she had to spend the whole day sorting them out. And at night, she was so tired, there was no bed for her to sleep in. But she had to lie down next to the hearth in the ashes. Peas and lentils in the ashes.
Yeah, it's a Brother Grimm version of it.
Hey, you're right. You're right twice. You're right multiple times.
I knew you were going to be good at this game.
Oh, no, stop it. No, but I really knew that one because it is, you know, the musical theater nerd that I am, is what happens at the beginning of the musical with Cinderella's character. If you want to go to the ball, I have placed all these lentils in the ashes, pick them out, and then you can go to the ball. And then once she does it, they're like, well, you're dirty, so now you can't.
Right. Evil.
Yeah. And then in that story, her stepsisters get their eyes poked out by crows.
Really?
Yeah.
You gotta love the Brothers Grimm. They really did not pull any punches.
I know.
They're like karma. Great way to end it.
All right, Jane, this one is for you. He was wearing a baggy silk suit with great big orange buttons. A bright tie, electric blue, flopped down his front, and on his hands were big white gloves, like the kind Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck always wore.
Is he a clown?
He is a clown. And not a very nice one.
Clown, not a nice clown. It?
It is from It. Do you remember the name of the clown in It? Yeah.
Pennywise!
Yeah. Pennywise, yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Technically, technically Pennywise and It are kind of the same thing, referred to as It, but yeah.
That's right.
You had it.
You know, if a clown came out of our sewers right now, I'd be like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, on
not
brand.
Surprised.
On brand.
Yeah, exactly.
2020 continues.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Alex, this is the last one for you. I swing my legs off the bed and slide into my hunting boots. I pull on trousers, a shirt, tuck in my long dark braid up into my cap and grab my forage bag. On the table, under a wooden bowl to protect it from hungry rats and cats alike, sits a perfect little goat cheese wrapped in basil leaves. Prim's gift to me on reaping day.
Katniss Everdeen.
Exactly.
Wow.
That is right.
Nailed it.
No hesitation.
Oh, you got me at Prim. I knew at Prim.
I know before that, it just sounds like the opening paragraph to like Cheese Monthly magazine or something like that.
I was like, why cheese with rats? What are you talking about?
I mean, fantastic, but what?
I had an audition for Katniss Everdeen.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
And it was awful. And the casting director handed me a bow and arrow.
Just to see if you and the bow and arrow have chemistry.
Yeah.
Was that at the beginning of the audition, or were you sort of a little bit into it? And they're like, okay, wait, here you go.
It was towards the end while I was doing the audition. I don't believe the casting director looked at me once.
Oh,
jeez. The worst.
That's just someone poking fun. My God.
Yeah, actually, you're probably right.
All right, Jane, this last one is for you. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think that the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small.
The Tin Man? The Lion. I'm thinking the Wizard of Oz.
As a fine guess, this is another holiday related literature.
Alex, you look like you know it.
I do.
Crap. Okay.
You probably
know it.
You probably know it more as a cartoon than you know it as literature. Yeah. And the character is green.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
The Grinch who stole Christmas. Right.
That's correct.
And then his heart grew. Remember that?
10 times the size.
Because, maybe he was angry before because his heart was two sizes too small because he had a heart condition and he didn't have, socialized medicine to deal with it. But then later in the story, they got it.
Xanax proves to help a lot.
We should have just given the Grinch Xanax.
Here, take this, right, sweetie. Just take this, sweetie. You'll be so much happier.
I would like to read The Grinch Who Stole Xanax.
I'm writing it currently.
Yes, you should. Just a sweep of our game. Both are obviously very smart, well-versed, well-read, and you did fantastic. Coming up, we have Spouse Distance, Katherine Reitman and Philip Sternberg from the Netflix series Working Moms. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.